This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Comedian Kevin Hart tries his wares as an acting mannequin. Acting mannequin is different than an acting man again. However, if you understand the way that stand-up comedy works, you understand that a tough crowd is an obstacle to be overcome. And that holds true for critics as well. In this case, there is no laugh track to cue the audience that what they're watching is supposed to be funny, so instead we look at the music. Music in this film is masterfully composed and created by the artist Christopher Lennertz. He does a great job of cueing the scenes that are supposed to be emotionally resonant as resonant, and the scenes that are supposed to be funny as funny. Were it not for that music, the movie itself would fall laboriously flat. Now, what is it about plot lines in comedy? Do we need a plot? We can imagine a man said Robin Williams in drag, or a woman said that. Somebody said that would be a good idea, and Mrs. Doubtfire was created. Or someone said Eddie Murphy in a buddy movie. So, well, and you know, Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours. What we have here is a buddy movie with Kevin Hart and another guy. Now, the black, white, African-American, and Caucasian-American combo, which has been made to feel mainstream white America comfortable with the idea of a black best friend. In this case, a black best friend that they're paying to pretend to be their friend is it's less of a racial incident than it would have been 20 years ago, so most of the comedy is not racially motivated, but there are still the obligatory sort of Humpty Dance sequences, but really this is a movie that's more about gender dynamics. If one is to believe that a woman would marry a man with no friends who she, or had friends that she'd never met, and then to believe that her soon-to-be overweight husband somehow had scaled Mount Everest and jumped out of planes when she wasn't noticing, then one is to believe that women don't know much, and that's not the case. So anyway, the movie panders a little bit to the male crowd, and if you go in and there's a laugh track already playing in your head before you sit down, you're going to think the movie's funny, because Kevin Hart is an exceptionally funny human being, and therefore he can play a guy who charges to be someone's pretend friend, and it makes it really funny because of him.